I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. United
for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United for your
comfort. What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We are still storm-free for a couple of days, but we have all eyes on the weekend weather. For tonight, though, clear, cold, overnight low temperature ends up right around the freeze mark, right around 32 at dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine. Should be a nice day Wednesday with a high in the low to mid-60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Thursday, still dry. Friday, maybe low 70s, risk of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. But for Saturday, the concern continues to grow. A severe weather situation right now, an enhanced risk. That would be like a level 3 out of 5, which is pretty significant. Threat of severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and obviously tornadoes as well. So keep an eye on the situation. We will keep you informed and get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, and welcome to Happy Hour. It's a sad one today. After we finished the morning show, I went home and walked in, and Mrs. Ritterbuttle came up and gave me a hug and told me that our very dear friend, Dr. Rick Love, had passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
This has not been the best year so far, and it's freaking me out. And, you know, I know all the showbiz stuff, you know, leave it outside the door and blah, it's not me. I don't roll that way. But I wanted to, and I'm sorry if you were a patient or a friend and you found out by tuning in, but it's been an absolute privilege not only to have him as a specialist helping me with my throat on numerous occasions, but the man devoted hours and hours to look at solutions for Roz, because she gets these horrendous, you know, we joke with Rich, because she always knows when there's a barometric pressure change coming. So she got the nickname Nostradamus. Mm-hmm. Now, that's cute, but it's a serious situation. It's very incapacitating when this happens. And, you know, he had been looking at MRIs and all kinds of options to try and reduce the cause of those things because he cared. And I don't know what to say. I remember mostly in the morning, and he had a practice in Andalusia as well. He'd go down there once a week, but he never called to participate in the show, but he would text to let me know he was listening to something, and we'd always call him Dr. Love. He got a kick out of that. Had a great sense of humor, but knew his stuff. And I just was not ready for that news. There are other people, too, that I know who are literally in a fight for their lives right now, and it's making me, and look at me, I'm okay. I almost feel guilty complaining about things like, you know, back pain and stuff. I did some acupuncture today, and it's helping.
Good.
But he was just one of the most consistently happy, friendly, huggable people I've known in my time in this town. He had a great sense of humor, you know, bedside manner. It was never hospitalized, but, you know, it means a little something when your doctor talks to you like he knows you and he cares, knows a little bit about your life. And that was him. I will never forget when Dimitri Palizos died. Dr. Love and his staff, I used to run into them at Mr. Gus's all the time. And I remember how devastated Rick was when Dimitri passed away. And I understand he's one of the people that helped keep Gus's going after Dimitri had passed. You know, it's like, if nothing else, it's like, what do we have? We have today. Because we've had a couple of pretty striking examples of how tenuous this existence is. But this is a loss that is very, very personal to me, to Roz. I know anybody that knew him, great guy. He was, when we were debating my opinion, there was never a debate. Obamacare sucked. In fact, Joe Biden the other day said, nobody understood Obamacare. Yeah, but when it was passed, you said it was a big effing deal, you moron. You senile old goat. And he helped me understand the additional hoops and layers of bullcrap that doctors had to go through so that, you know, because the left loves to demonize anybody that's successful because all they've got to do is harass and make life miserable for others. That's their goal. They cannot be happy, so they'll make sure that you aren't, or they'll do whatever they can to take the smile off your face on a daily basis. They're devoted to their cause. But it was very helpful to me to understand from a doctor's perspective what that horrible bill was doing and is still doing to people who lost insurance. The Rolands come to mind as a worst case scenario of what that horrible law did to people. It killed people. So he was extremely helpful in getting me to understand that. I just don't know what else to say. He was tops in his field. He was a... I'm going to take a quick break here.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I'll be that nominee. Thank you. The new boom is out.
I loved your article, by the way.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Thought it was great.
Did I nail it?
You nailed it.
It's called Funny Farm, and it's all about the way pharmaceutical manufacturers target people with their ads. And if you watch channels like Smithsonian or For Nostalgia, MeTV, and others, these are medications that are designed to save lives, to make life more livable, to cure things. And that's great. It's not a knock on that. It's just the way, the consistency, the sameness in the ads and the people they're targeting. Because nobody ever looks sick. Would you be more inclined to believe a medication would work if you were looking at a before and after?
Possibly. It would depend on what it is.
I guess. Well, now, like, in the article, it mentions Cyndi Lauper. She's right. Not an endorsee, though. She's just in the ad. You kind of have to know who she is.
Right.
To know that she was dealing with plaque psoriasis.
Right.
And I'm glad there's a medication that gets rid of it, because I sure as heck, I guess that's the same stuff they used to call the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Right.
Anyhow, that's what the magazine column is about this month, and I hope you'll read it. You can do it online at riverregionboom.com. And our publisher, Jim Watson, gets this thing out everywhere. He's amazing. It's at Chappie's, all over the place. And in many doctor's offices as well. See if you don't see what I see in this particular column. Applied Security is the company that protects us here. And guess what? Their system worked. And I tested it this morning. Did you hear?
No. Oh, yes, I did. You locked yourself outside.
Yeah, I wore a different vest. And at the very beginning of the show, we got the news and the weather done. So I decided to go out and see if early morning traffic was moving on Interstate 85. So I get out there and traffic's moving just fine. And then I groping my pockets for the familiar lump that's going to let me back in the building. And it wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm pounding on the back door like Fred Flintstone trying to get back into his house.
And there's not very many people early in the morning.
No. And unfortunately, the people that are here are not they're kind of hard of hearing. That's the thing with radio people. Hard of hearing.
Or they're in their studios with the doors closed. You know, you...
Soundproof. So my only hope was to wait, and when Rich and Jay realized I wasn't back, one of them would come back and figure it out and come... Well, that didn't happen.
Well, it did, but you were already gone.
Yeah, so then I came around, let myself in the front, and I used the reception phone to call the request line, but as I was doing that, Jay showed
Jay
up.
Jay found you.
But that, I mean, there's just no way around that system. If you don't have the magical entry device, you ain't getting in. No how, no way. There's no way to mess with that system. So I tested it for you today so you could call Applied Security and have them put one in your house. 279-8338 is their number, 279-8338. Mark and Vicky are local, so it's great to have a local business that can secure your property, your house, whatever. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276 for Applied Security.
Great people.
We got David Blackman coming up, right?
Yes.
And then Brant will be joining us at 4. So market was off just a little bit today. I'm not sure. I want to see on Facebook today. I posted that Tom Hanks Mimi. Stretch limo rental, $1,496. Tuxedo, $2,195. And the look on Tom Hanks' face when Ricky Gervais blasted the Hollywood elite, priceless. Got 143 likes, 21 shares, and lots of thumbs up. And in other important news stories, did you hear the laughing chicken?
I did. I sent it to my friend who has chickens.
I know a lot of people that actually raise them in the area.
Yes.
Papa John, just as one, but this is a chicken that laughs at the farmer's jokes.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Thank you. I thought it was kind of funny. All right, the joke wasn't that funny. I mean, it was a good joke, but it wasn't that funny. But thank you for the support.
From elsewhere in I Miss the News Department, this guy, you know, maybe tomorrow when Dana and Jacqueline are here, we can do some revenge stories. You know, spurned lovers, things they do. There's a woman named Lynn Lee who owns a barbecue spot in Lansing, Michigan. And after the holidays, she wasn't getting any orders and she couldn't figure out why her phone wasn't ringing. So she checked her voicemail and the guy she dumped had gone in and changed it to this.
Happy holidays from Capital City Barbecue. Due to the holidays, we will be taking an extended leave until March 1st. We look forward to your business and seeing you after March 1st.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have no phone call because all customers assume that I'm closed until March. To take something away from me, that just look like take away my spirit. And I will not give up as long as customers continue supporting me.
I'm getting confirmation that, yes, Dana and Jacqueline will be
good
here tomorrow. Brant, just after 4 o'clock this afternoon, and David Blackman, our blogger buddy from Texas, will be joining us in a little bit. Let's get our first look at the roads at 320.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Beautiful day out there, a little bit chilly, and traffic is not too bad. The most congested places right now, Norman Bridge Road outbound to the Boulevard, East South Boulevard from Norman Bridge over to 331, and then on down the West Boulevard to I-65. East South Boulevard at I-85 congested, as well as Taylor Road at the lights. I-65 and 85 moving at the speed limit. No slowdowns and no problems at the 85-65 interchange. Keep it here, we'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto their lot. Start the new year with a new car at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our blogger buddy David Blackman joining us a little bit. One of his blogs today, another CNN narrative engineer gets destroyed on national TV. However, anytime somebody on CNN gets destroyed, it's kind of a private affair because their ratings are so horrendous. This is a State Department spokesperson fact-checking the CNN host. Let's give this a listen.
The United States does seem to be almost completely isolated when it comes to its position on Iran at present. U.S. allies in Europe, in the Middle East, where I am, and in Asia, are either calling for de-escalation or are virtually silent. There is almost no support for U.S. actions. Where are America's allies at this point?
With all due respect, that's just another completely inaccurate observation. You could look at the E3 statement this morning that were put out by the Germans, the British, and the French, the British, the Italians. You could go through the list of people who have said that the world is a better place, that
Soleimani
is
with
dead.
Respect.
We have talked about the need of de-escalation. We have called for a peaceful resolution. The president has consistently said that he does not want a war, that we believe that we can solve our differences bilaterally.
Look at the look on the face of the CNN pickle puss here. Like, she just saw a naked man for the first time. This is horrible.
There's two things that this president has consistently said since the beginning of this administration, and that is that he wants peace, that he doesn't want war, and that Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. And those two things are not mutually inconsistent. And may I add, Brian Hook, our special envoy for Iran, was just with NATO this morning briefing them. We are incredibly confident in this public statement. Your audience should know and should go and read the E3 statement put out by the Germans, the French, and the British that contradict what you just said to me. It completely contradicts you.
Well, hang on a minute. Mike Pompeo said he was disappointed with the Europeans' reaction. What did he mean by that?
He said that on Friday night, and there's a brand spanking new statement this morning from the E3 that we're quite pleased with that you can go Google right now.
Yeah, go Google it.
Now that Iran has said it is going to no longer abide by the nuclear deal, there will be
those saying that for a long time,
show tonight. Hang on, I haven't finished.
Now notice, the CNN anchor has no case to be made for herself, for her narrative, and the State Department spokeswoman is standing her ground.
There'll be those watching the show tonight who say that the United States has actually brought the world closer to a nuclear Iran, to which you say what?
Iran has been saying for a long time that they wouldn't abide by the JCPOA. In fact, it has been the E3 and our European partners. If you go back to September to the UN General Assembly in New York and look at that statement in the beginning of the week that the E3 put out, again, the E3 called for Iran to come back to the negotiating table for a new and better deal. The Europeans have also said very publicly that they have expressed their displeasure at the Iranian regime, consistently saying over the past, I think it's been at least 6 months, that they're going to defy the JCPOA. So you don't have to take America's word for it. Take the Europeans' word for it.
There you go.
I'm glad Trump is putting people like that in the spokesperson position because she ate that woman's lunch on live TV. But again, it's on CNN, so how many people actually saw it? That was just one of many great blogs David Blackman has run. I want to catch his final comment on this. It's important to note that CNN wasn't the only corrupt media outlet. Of course not. They all have the same news director. His name is Barack Obama or somebody who is, you know.
George Soros.
Yeah. Well, Soros funds it. Mm-hmm. But the narrative, it's not like the old days where every network would take a story, assign a reporter, and take a particular approach to it. No, they all, if you go from network to network, you'll even hear the same words being used. It's shocking. I have somewhere in the system, if I could remember how I labeled it, I would get it out. It was a story, and they went to 10 different television stations, and the same verbatim copy was read on every single station. So people are not writing copy. They're not taking a story and taking their approach to the who, what, when, where, and why. They're just getting it. And here's what we want you to say. The networks and the DNC are one and the same. But America's waking up to this charade, and people are tuning it out. How's your audience, Rachel Madcow? Lost about half of it, if I'm not mistaken. Once the Mueller report came out and was the big, the Mueller report in one sound effect or less, that was it. So, but they never give up. They never stop. It's the same old crap day after day after day. Let's see, Mr. Blackman at 3:35. So, you know, I haven't even thought about what I'm going to play to make him laugh today. That's an important part of what we do. You got anything you want to recommend?
Oh, gosh.
Something of a recent vintage? We'll caucus.
Yeah,
we'll caucus off the air. Anyway, it is 3:28, and he will be joining us in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The executive director of the Central Alabama Red Cross says someone stole a disaster relief trailer from the Montgomery office. Executive Director Kelly Hodges says the theft occurred sometime between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. Two of the three disaster relief trailers remain at the office, but if you have any information, call the Montgomery Police Department. Plus, a junior at Realtown High School who has cerebral palsy and difficulty speaking has always dreamed of becoming a police officer. Today, that dream came true when Isaiah Taylor was deputized by the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. He was also made an investigator with the State Bureau of Investigations. And the city of Montgomery is exploring the idea of creating a committee to study a 1% occupational tax to bring in revenue. The committee plans to meet over the next several weeks, then report its findings to the council at the February 4th, 2020 regular council meeting. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I went downstairs to check traffic, and guess what? There was traffic.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No, it looks like a two- or three-car wreck. It's in the right-hand lane as you're going northbound on 85 between Perry Hill and Eastern Boulevard. We're not quite halfway there, but I could see the slowdown was affecting all lanes of traffic going back past Perry Hill. So I actually went down to check traffic and came back with something to discuss.
Yes.
Doesn't like look like there's any injuries, but there are two or three vehicles involved, and everything is on the right-hand side. So if you're northbound on 85 coming out of downtown, stay to the left until they clear the debris from the road. It is 3:32. We're going to get Rich's forecast, and then we'll have David Blackman.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are still storm-free for a couple of days, but we have all eyes on the weekend weather. For tonight, though, clear, cold, overnight low temperature ends up right around the freeze mark, right around 32 at dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine. Should be a nice day Wednesday with a high in the low to mid-60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Thursday, still dry. Friday, maybe low 70s, risk of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. But for Saturday, the concern continues to grow. A severe weather situation right now, an enhanced risk. That would be like a level 3 out of 5, which is pretty significant. Threat of severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and obviously tornadoes as well. So keep an eye on the situation. We will keep you informed, and get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. It's the last time. Who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama. Yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing. Made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and wag, wag.
So, how dare you?
3:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
3 hours long.
I'll never get tired of hearing that. And, Terry Gilliam, props to you, too. Are we entering a new age of truth-telling? Time will tell. Apparently, we're having trouble connecting with David Blackman, so I'm actually going to have to do a show, which is very difficult to do right now, and something I was not necessarily prepared, because David's done some great blogs. He always does over the week. dbdailyupdate.com, dbdailyupdate.com. Here's a story that kind of snuck in, though, under the radar. When it comes to fighting crime, a Montgomery City councilman says it's time to put our money where our mouth is. Glenn Pruitt says the police department needs more cash, and he's calling on citizens to open their wallets. He's resurrecting a proposal he brought up last year to pass an occupational tax in Montgomery. That's a tax paid by anyone who works in the city limits, even if their residence is in another city. I think it's time to have a hard conversation, Pruitt said. Says crime is Montgomery's biggest problem. Well, we can't arrest our way out of that, can we now? That's what the mayor said. So the revenue from his proposed tax would pay to increase public safety salaries. He believes Montgomery should pay its police officers and firefighters more than any other city in the state, suggesting a starting salary of $50,000. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think if they took a hard look at the budget and where they're pissing it away, we wouldn't need an occupational tax. I don't think this is going to fly. We already have a 10% sales tax in the city. That's why we tell you to shop wiser and buy Kaiser. It's 8.25% there. Without offering adequate pay, Pruitt says Montgomery can't retain quality officers. We train these people and then they go somewhere else. Hey, that was happening back in Bobby Bright's time. And he made an immediate effort to boost the salary. I think they got a 5% raise during that 2007 mayoral campaign.
Hold on a second.
No problem. Hold on. For somebody who makes $50,000 a year, the proposed 1% tax would amount to $500 per year. I'm sorry. I don't think this is going to fly. A number of Alabama cities have already implemented occupational taxes. You know, and this happens when the economy's going good because people are making more money, so, well, you won't miss it as much. Let's go to somewhere in Texas, our favorite blogger, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, and good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, I was at the grocery store in Texas. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, I mean, you got to eat. You got to eat, and I totally expect you your life's clock to be set to my needs on this radio program.
Man, I'm about to check time and what day.
The big challenge every time we talk on Tuesday is where do we start? But before we got to talk to you, I once again played the Ricky Gervais clip from the Golden Globes.
Oh, that was awesome.
Wasn't that just a phenomenal moment?
It really was. It was just, you know, what I've been wanting to say to those people my whole life. So,
and as you pointed out, a good number of Americans, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think probably half the country, at least, would love to have the opportunity to get up in front of that same audience and say the same thing, you know?
And I love this meme that's going around with, I mean, Tom Hanks' reaction to this was... He looks like he just took a bite out of a turd sandwich. It's just an amazing reaction. Feeling a little guilty there, Tom? What do you think drives these people? I mean, Hollywood gave us Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. You know, gave us Jimmy Stewart.
Stewart.
And there's still, I'm sure, are stand-up people in Hollywood. Seems like, you know, people like Bruce Willis. Seems like he's a pretty decent person, and even Harrison Ford, although he's a liberal, doesn't seem like somebody who's involved in raping people and abusing them, and like so many of them are. So I'm sorry, that was my car talking to me.
It's okay. Mine talks back to me, too.
But yeah, you know, Hollywood's always been I've read a lot of history of Hollywood, and it's always been a really bad place with no moral values as a general community.
Yeah.
But where, you know, there are isolated good people. So I suspect it probably hasn't changed a whole lot.
I don't think we'll be seeing Ricky starring in any movies or anything too soon.
No.
But I'll bet you he has gotten just a ton of positive feedback from those of us in flyover country.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing about Ricky Gervais, is he's not some right-wing zealot. He's a very left-wing individual who just, but he's kind of an old-style liberal, like if you remember Christopher Hitchens, who was also a British writer, not a comic, but a writer who, you know, even though he was a liberal, he was a traditional liberal, a real liberal in the real sense of that word. And who doesn't have any use for political correctness and all the basic fascism that dominates the left-wing community today.
Even more shocking was Terry Gilliam and the quote, he's tired of white men being blamed for everything that's wrong in the world. And that's another truism. You know, it's like, I don't even want to think about what my skin, I don't want to think about anybody else's skin color. I think we're way past that. But that doesn't serve the purpose of the left. You know, they got to make everything into, they got to balkanize people racially, ethnically, and every other way.
Well, and that's the thing I think more and more people are waking up to and realizing is that the entire ideology of the left, really over the last 50 years at least, and probably even longer than that, has been to basically balkanize this country and divide it along, you know, class lines, race lines, sex lines, and things like that. And it's a very destructive thing for our society, unfortunately.
Very definitely is. And we're just getting started on some of the great blogs over the last week, dbdailyupdate.com. David Blackman's our guest. I also, you know, the specific blog, Ricky Gervais only said what we're all thinking. Interesting, the look on Tim Cook's face. That is him in the picture, right? After he, you know, subtly mentioned the Chinese sweatshops that were producing their, you know, their trillion-dollar empire.
That was the best line of the whole thing, you know, when he compared Apple, Disney, and Amazon to ISIS.
And you would, yeah, was, awesome. And he's right. If ISIS started a streaming service, you would call your agent. I mean,
yeah, half of them would. I mean, that's reality. That's true.
When we come back, I'd like to spend a little time on what's happening with Soleimani. You'd think that we had went out and fired a missile at Mr. Rogers, the way the media reacted. We'll come back to you in just a second, David. Thank you. David Blackman is our guest, and we'll rejoin him in just a minute. Quick reminder that all your car service needs can be accommodated at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto with true wholesale pricing on all your favorite brands of tires, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and certified technicians at all three locations. On Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and in Millbrook on Highway 14. Need a ride back to your home or work? To get your service done, just ask. Order it up at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen. Only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth. And out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really south at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Her voice makes me squint. It does.
It does, yeah.
Our guest is our blogger buddy from Texas, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. An excellent daily visit on your path to learn the truth. As I mentioned before, you know, the way the legacy media covered the Soleimani taking out, you'd think they had fired a missile at Mr. Rogers. I'm waiting for them to announce plans to name a federal building after the guy. My goodness. This is a cold-blooded murderer. Why was he in Iraq anyway?
Well, he was in Iraq, meeting with his client insurgents there in that country, planning more strikes on U.S. military installations and our people. You will notice that you didn't hear these kind of media eulogy of Osama bin Laden after he was taken out by the Obama administration.
Yeah.
This kind of thing is unique to Republican administrations. When we kill the bad guys, when a Republican's in the White House, the bad guy suddenly turns in to a saint. You know, it's like he's Mother Teresa or something.
And, of course, immediately we had, okay, this is World War III. I'm waiting for somebody to do a supercut on all the network nobodies, announcing this is World War III. And the markets are going to crash and all this, nothing but doom and gloom from these people.
Yeah, and look at the markets, just like after the election, the market didn't crash. The market was fine. Oil prices went up by 3%, and now they're back down by 2%.
That's pretty fast when you think about it.
What Iran's going to do is nothing. Iran's going to continue to do what Iran's been doing for the last 20 years, and there'll be periodic attacks on our military installations through their proxy groups and periodic missiles hurled at Saudi refineries and things like that. But there's not going to be some major conflagration out of any of this, and the markets know it, and that's why they responded this way.
This is the kind of thing that made us love Ronald Reagan. If the bad guys did something, there was going to be a consequence.
Right, there was going to be a consequence. It was going to be disproportionate consequence. Mm-hmm. Which is what President Trump is now promising. And it's not something that this particular president promises lightly, because he was elected to stop U.S. involvement in these kinds of military exchanges in the Middle East.
That never end.
And, right, that never end. And he certainly is not going to get us into another one, some major war with yet another country there in the Middle East. He's trying to get us out of Iraq, and I suspect that the net end result of all of this is going to be significantly less U.S. involvement in Iraq than we've currently had. And I think that the president is most likely going to end up using all of this as a reason to start gradually getting the rest of our people out of that country.
That's what I see happening. He is not a warmonger. That is not his...
No, he's far left. I mean, who was a warmonger was Barack Obama, although you will never hear that in the news media. But, he got us involved in, three or four additional conflicts to what Bush had got.
Right. And he, if I'm not mistaken, had at least 2,800 missile strikes that were not authorized by Congress.
Right.
Because he was Barack Obama, and he knew what he was doing, and why question him? Trump.
Well, that's right. Yeah, exactly. That's like I said yesterday. in that piece I wrote about this is that this didn't all start with Trump. This is how the media has treated every U.S. president who's a Republican since Ronald Reagan. And really going back, really, to Eisenhower, frankly.
You do such a great job covering the campaign. And Rosie had just noticed, what was it that Michael Bloomberg said? Everybody looks
looks up to California.
We look up to California. Really?
The whole country, he said. I said, man, that guy's out of touch.
Mighty Mouse.
I just saw that about 30 minutes ago. I haven't had a chance to really read the whole thing, but that's stunning.
Yeah.
But probably not really surprising coming from a Democrat.
Interesting, though. I mean, he's spending his fortune to run ads and stuff, and he's already in like third or fourth place among that horrible field of Democrats.
Right. Well, but there was a poll. What's interesting, he's gone through $160, $170 million now. Jeez. He just spent $10 million on a Super Bowl ad. And there was a poll that was released yesterday. I think it was Morning Consult. Of the Super Tuesday states, which is what he's targeting, right? He's not going to be in any of these early primaries. His whole deal is he's going to wait till Super Tuesday and, you know, make a big splash. Well, he, in the Super Tuesday states, he's polling at 7% in fifth place. And so what's that $160 million gotten him? It's gotten him a little bit more than the $120 million that Tom Steyer spent so far. So.
You know, it's getting to be that all of the litter, shall we say, in the litter box that the Biden family is dealing with, it's becoming a little bit too much to cover these days. How do you see that playing out?
Well, the media will continue to cover for him as much as they can, but Hunter has been, you know, involved in so many different acts of wrongdoing at this point, and he's engaged in that very... high-profile paternity suit there in Arkansas.
Identity theft, too. He was using his dead brother's name.
But, you know, that's an old story. That story, I read that story back last summer. You know, that's not new news, but suddenly it's a different news organization picks it up, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about it again. Yeah, you know, that's been out there. I mean, it's like Jeffrey Epstein's been out there for 20 years, but suddenly people started talking about it. And he got arrested last summer, but...
What'd you think of those pictures of Epstein's neck that were released? Sure didn't look sure didn't look like he did it to himself. That many experts have said that had all the signatures of a, you know, strangulation by wire.
Well, and all you have to do is look at the configuration of the cell he was in and ask yourself, what did he tie the noose to, the other end of the noose? What was it tied to? There's nothing tall enough in that room for him to tie the other end of that line to,
and
that would allow him to strangle himself.
And the videos disappear, and the guards were off duty, and wow, it's just amazing how all that timed out, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and the camera wasn't functioning all of a sudden, you know, yeah.
One of these days, maybe we'll see the Clinton National Cemetery so all their victims can be honored at once. David,
it's going to have to be a big one.
Yeah. I think the body count's over 100 now. And it's amazing when you read, you know, Snopes is a joke. We all know that George Soros underwrites that. They got an excuse for all of it. But the fact is, mathematically, it's impossible for any one human being to know so many people that just can't wait to kill themselves, like the Clintons.
Right. Right, that have either died mysteriously or committed suicide, supposedly. It's like in the hundreds.
It's like the incalculable odds at the end of the movie JFK that all these witnesses should meet strange and early deaths. You know, they figured the odds on that were close to infinity. That's the world we live in, man. David, thank you so much for your time. Can we look forward to joining you on Tuesday?
Yes, and I promise I won't be at the grocery store.
Oh, please. Don't worry about it, man. I'm just glad you're able to come out and join us for a bit today. Thanks again. That's dbdailyupdate.com. David Blackman, we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
All righty then. It's 3:55. Let's take a moment, head down to traffic, and see if my scoop on that accident behind the building has been reported.
afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-85 northbound just past Perry Hill Road. We've got an accident right there. It's multiple vehicles, mainly in the right-hand lanes. Your best bet is going to be in the left-hand lane. So you might want to stage to get in that left-hand lane. You'll get by all of this stuff quicker. Vaughn Road at Perry Hill. We've got a new accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We've got some congestion around town. Baptist Hospital down to about Troy Highway. Very busy on the East-South Boulevard. East Boulevard at I-85. Lot of traffic there. Taylor Road is busy. Atlanta Highway is building outbound from downtown as folks are beginning to trickle out of work. I-65 looking good right now, and the merge is okay downtown. Use caution. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you have always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. A week from today, we will be going back to the pizza place. Right? Another one of our listener inquisition sessions. But if you haven't been to the pizza place, if you just love great pizza, you are missing out, especially if you have a big group to feed. It's almost a shocking thing to see the pizza that's so big, they named it for the reaction people have when they see it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's 48 inches. It's enormous. And when it comes to inventive pizza, what are some of the... We've tried the BLT. It's good. Don't hear me say that. Well, BLT pizza, that can't be good. It's awesome, especially when you have a thin slice of lettuce over it.
And the chili cheese dog.
The chili cheese dog pizza. Now, you like your basics, pepperoni and cheese and your basic meats. They do all of those, and they do them incredibly well.
Buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken pizza. Chicken, bacon, and ranch.
Mm.
That is awesome. And a favorite at our house, oh, they have one called the kitchen sink, too. It does not include any plumbing fixtures. But
no. But everything else.
Yeah, everything else. The garlic white sauce, we get that one with spinach, and it's just amazing. So if you like things that give you that great mouthful of garlic sensation, you can't go wrong with that. They do calzones, even dessert calzones. It's always fun to go there because they're always coming up with something new. But if you want your great basic pizza, try the pizza place at Harrison Road and Perry Hill in the Dollar General Plaza. The number is 593-9753. They also do subs, salads, and Mike and the team there are just fantastic people. So try it. The pizza place. Look them up on Facebook for more information.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians,